always a tough act to follow. Sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa. A small fire in the grate, spoon and basin ready, and the little saucepan of gruel. Scrooge had a cold in his head, you know, on the hob. Nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet, nobody in the dressing ground that hung against the wall with a suspicious attitude. Lumber room as usual. Old fire guards, old shoes, two fish baskets, washing stand on three legs, and a poker. Quite satisfied, he closed the door and locked himself in. Double locked himself in, which was not his cousin. Thus secured against the surprise, he took off his cravat, put on his dressing gown and slippers and his nightcap, and sat down before the fire to take his gruel. It was a very low fire indeed, nothing on such a bitter night. He was obliged to sit close to it and brood over it before he could extract the least sense of warmth from such a handful of fuel. The fireplace was an old one built by some Dutch merchant long ago, paved all around with quaint Dutch tiles designed to illustrate the scriptures. There were Cain's and Abel's, Pharaoh's daughters, queens of Sheba, angelic messengers descending through the air on clouds like feather beds. Abraham's, Balthazar's, apostles putting off to sea in butter boats. Hundreds of figures to attract his thoughts. And yet, that face of marble, 7 years dead, came like an ancient prophet's rod and swallowed up the whole. But each smooth tile had been a blank at first, with power to shape some picture on its surface from the disjointed fragments of his thoughts. There would have been a copy of old Marley's head on every one. Humbug, said Scrooge.